Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I know, you know, this is a yearly thing with you, but you're going to vendors today?
Yes, I am. I'll be going to vendors today, and then hopefully if the weather cooperates tonight, I'll be on patrol because the state legislature now gives us a week of fireworks, save one day, and so I'm going to be on riding with an officer probably tonight. Today I'll be going to the vendors and I'll be talking with them. I'll give them a list of our concerns, but the most important ones are, number one, I want everybody to know who purchases fireworks that they can, I want them to enjoy and have a good time, but at the same time, I want them to have safe practices so that they protect themselves, their children, and others from the dangers posed by fireworks and also the nuisance factor involved with pollution and noise and things of that nature. And we have three, I have three top priorities we do in the city of Warren. Number one, you can face up to a $1,000 fine if you're shooting fireworks under the influence of alcohol, or if you're allowing a minor to shoot fireworks off, or if you're impeding traffic in the middle of a city street. And the reason for that is I want our streets freed so that the EMS, fire and police, all on emergency runs, will not be impeded by people shooting fireworks off in the middle of the street. In addition to that, I have other concerns. I don't want people shooting fireworks off within 30 feet of one's home and things of that nature. But the first three can give you a possible $1,000 fine. That doesn't mean you'll get one, but the state now has increased the fines from $100 to $1,000. I'm pleased with that. I'm not pleased with the fact that the state now allows fireworks to go on for a week. As far as I'm concerned, fireworks should be allowed maybe the night before and to July, but it shouldn't be allowed for a week. We can enjoy ourselves, but I don't think we need to have a continual fireworks display every night in residential streets to where some people say their pets are a nervous wreck, someone that suffers from PTSD is stressed out, and people live in fear of being in what amounts to a war zone. But
let's start with the vendors first, though, Mayor. What is your message to them?
My message to the vendors is communicate, and I leave flyers off of them. Please communicate with anyone who purchases fireworks that in the city of Warren, number one, there are three ways you can get a $1,000 fine: shooting fireworks off in the middle of the street, shooting fireworks off under the influence of alcohol, allowing minors to shoot off fireworks. And then I give them a list. And, of course, they are told they cannot sell to anybody under 18 or they will get a fine. And also they cannot sell to anybody under the influence.
So you're not looking for them selling illegal fireworks, and you just want them to help you with this informational campaign?
It's an informational meeting. I want people to enjoy the 4th of July, enjoy fireworks, but do it safely and responsibly so that it doesn't impede other people's health, safety, welfare, and keeps the neighborhood peaceful.
I have to ask you, though, do you guys actually write a lot of tickets? Because it seems like in most neighborhoods that these people never get a ticket.
We give warning tickets. As I said, the way that you're likely to get a ticket would be under the influence of alcohol. That one could either give you a large ticket or, in some cases, we put some people in jail for that.
How many tickets did you write for that last year, or just in general for fireworks violations?
I don't have the data on it. We try to.
Would it be dozens?
Oh, I'm not sure, Sandra. I don't have the data.
Okay.
But the idea is not to ticket people or to put people in jail. The idea is to encourage people to behave responsibly and be considerate of their neighbor. But we have put people in jail, yes, and we have given fines. We haven't given a $1,000 fine because that's new for this year.
Okay. I was just curious because I wonder if people think they don't take it seriously because they think, well, there's no one out. So do you put extra police out just to look for people doing this?
We will have extra police on the roads. We're going early this year because the state now has decided, and the so-called reform, they eliminated shooting fireworks off on Christmas Eve. I don't know that that was ever a problem anyways. And now they've extended the fireworks from the weekend before the 4th of July all the way to 4th of July. But if 4th of July occurs on Friday, then they can also shoot fireworks off on that weekend as well. So it's a week of unlimited barrage of fireworks. And I think that's too much for anybody, any reasonable person. You can enjoy yourself for the 4th of July, maybe the night before, but I don't think you need a week. We think that because, simply put, a lot of people have to get up and go to work. They have small children. They have pets. And they have other issues that they don't want to be confronted with, the continual barrage of fireworks every night for a week in a row.
How many veterans do you hear from? And I know as they get older, it seems like the effects of the war sometimes can get worse.
Well, I get calls from veterans even in the recent Gulf War all the way to World War II. And it's, again, people who suffer from PTSD. It's just an uncomfortable feeling. And it's difficult when you have to look forward to it night after night. And I dare say, I say the state legislature, again, allowed the Michigan fireworks industry to write this, because this is a bill that's friendly to the fireworks industry. It is not friendly to people in the neighborhoods. And I grew up on the 4th of July, and I know people shot fireworks off on the 4th of July, but the legislature allows them to shoot fireworks off starting the weekend before, starting that Saturday, and that's unreasonable. Also, fireworks, might be a few firecrackers in that. Now they shoot rockets off, and sometimes those rockets land in people's backyard. Sometimes it lands on rooftops, and there's always a potential accident waiting to happen with the fact that fireworks today are more lethal. They are longer, and they are just unacceptable for a lot of people. So,
how many officers, extra officers, will you have out on, in which days?
Yes, we will have extra officers. Bill Dwyer would have the date on that, but we always have extra officers out for the 4th of July.
Thank you so much. Is there anything you want to add?
No, I just hope, I just wish that everybody will have a very enjoyable 4th of July. Everybody has a right to enjoy the 4th. But please keep in mind, be a good neighbor and be aware of pets, be aware of small children and people who have served our country. And if you really want to be patriotic, maybe put down the fireworks and raise the flag. I would like to see everybody put a flag out for the 4th of July to the fact that the real way to be patriotic is not to shoot fireworks off, but to raise the flag rather than raise, rockets that go in the sky and land on people's roofs and in their backyards.
And I've been asking people this question this week. America is about to turn 243. If you could give the U.S. a birthday gift, what would it be?
If I could give everybody a U.S. a birthday gift, I would say be patriotic. And the way to be patriotic is to be a good American to your neighbors next door and show respect and care and concern for everybody, and allow this 4th of July and every 4th of July to be a safe 4th of July, free from stress and strain of overabundance of fireworks.
How do you feel about the country right now?
I feel it's a great country. I love my job, and I love the people that I work with, and I find most people are decent, hardworking people that want only the best for their country and the best for others. And I think in general, we had pretty good times today. So I'm very happy with our country, and I'm proud that I'm American. And I look forward to the future with optimistic point of view.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.